Welcome to another edition of the Gold Nose Podcast. I am your host, Gregory McCoy. This podcast is by a fan for fans. I am not a journalist. I am not a reporter. I am not an insider. I do not work for a website. The majority of my content comes from me and my opinion. Other information comes from the internet. Today is October 26, 2020. No segments for this episode. Just more Florida State football rambling. You know, I'm not one of these guys anymore that just says fire Norvell because of the way Willie Taggart was treated. At the end of the day, the powers that be at Florida State decided they no longer wanted Willie Taggart as the head coach, so they fired him. You know, for whatever reason. It could be because he's black, whatever. I mean, we have no way of proving that. I don't even know if that was the actual reason. It could be that he sucked as a coach. But, I mean, he won against Louisville with virtually had the same players. Louisville didn't come out there and put 48 points on this team last year. So, the team was more competitive. Now, the thing that messed Willie Taggart up is he couldn't identify that Jordan Travis was a better fit at quarterback than Blackman and Hornibrook. That's what ultimately doomed him. He couldn't do nothing on offense. The defense actually played pretty well. Or not pretty well, they played okay. I mean, we just cannot stop the run for nothing. So, I just don't know if Fuller is the answer at defensive coordinator. You know, I can sit here and go over the many ways I feel like we could be more effective as a football team, but, I mean, it really doesn't amount to a hill of beans if the defense can't stop anything. You know, they can't even turn off a running faucet. They couldn't stop a running faucet. So, you know, I'm just like, you know, where do you go from here? I mean, Chuba Purdy, he seems very mobile. His arm is a little bit more accurate. Even though he was 0-9, I mean, you threw him in there with virtually no preparation for this game. I mean, you got a bye week. Do you go with Chuba Purdy? I really don't think quarterback is the answer. Your defense stinks. Louisville scored on 5 straight possessions. That's not your quarterback. Your defense has to get a stop at some point. And for the life of me, I can't figure out why Asante Samuel was not following Atwell the whole game. Okay, and then I'm going to put 8 in the box. And I just think that's what you're going to have to do going forward and just live with the consequences. Put Asante Samuel on their best receiver and just whatever happens, happens. If you have to run blitz, whatever. But you don't sit here and get gashed like that. So I don't even know rewatching that game, what was the game plan offensively? What was the game plan defensively? I don't know. You know, it just looked like we just gonna, you know, we didn't do any preparation for that week, and we just went out there and just said, let's throw something against the wall and let's see what sticks. I mean, it was terrible. It really was. I was really, I didn't expect them to come out there and blow Louisville out. But I thought they could at least win the game. I thought it would be close. I know Louisville has some very good weapons. But seeing as though they've had those weapons for the last couple years and we beat them, I didn't think it was going to be that kind of a game. 48-16. I didn't see that. So you got a lot of stuff that you need to get corrected on this bye week. Obviously the defensive line, just the entire defense, they only play when they want to. It was nice to see Tua Philly back out there. I just don't understand why he's not getting a bigger role. I know Webb and Corbin have played pretty good, but I just think that Tua Philly is the better running back. I think he gives you more explosion. I think he gives you more dynamics. So 6 carries, 75 yards. I know it was garbage time, but still. He's our best player. Okay? And then the first play of the game, you go to Cam McDonald, and you really don't. Why are you not designing plays for Cam McDonald? I don't understand that. Tamorian Terry is hurt. He is your best receiver. He is your next best receiver, in my opinion. So I really feel like, it's just bad game planning. Bad game planning, bad in-game coaching, bad in-game adjustments. There's no adjustments being made on defense. I'm not going to sit there and let them continuously run the same counterplay, right up the gut. I'm going to put 8, 9, 10, 11 people in the box and just dare you to throw it. Okay? And I'm going to put my best corner on your best receiver. So just strategy. What is the strategy? I'm pretty sure this coaching staff has meetings during the week, and they just strategize what they're going to do. I would love to be a fly on the wall and just hear what they talk about, because it's obviously it's not translating to games. Can't be. It's not. So I don't know. You got Pittsburgh next. They like to run the football. And I can guarantee you they're going to come back to that same counterplay. So it was just amazing that North Carolina didn't stick with it. After that, all North Carolina had to do was run the football. And they probably would have won that game. And they still almost came back and won it. So it's going to be. And I'm not pulling against my team, but you got to improve, man. Not calling for nobody's job. I don't want nobody to get fired. I don't want this program to hit the reset button again, but you got to have better preparation. Okay. Jordan Travis is not really that accurate as a quarterback, but he's very athletic. So I just watching Chubba Purdy, his arm is a little bit more lively, if you want to use that word, than Jordan Travis. I don't think you can go wrong with either quarterback. I don't think quarterback is a problem. Like I said, it's the defense. You Norvell, you really need to go sit in a defensive meeting room and get with the defensive coordinator and come up with some kind of game plan to get this defense on track, because we haven't really been on track since the Georgia Tech game. That's really the only game where we've actually been on track. But Georgia Tech was gashing us too. They just couldn't convert in the red zone. I mean, every game we've gotten gashed. The only time the defense has really played well was the second half of the Jacksonville State game. So, I mean, Barnett and Kelly had these guys, virtually the same guys, playing better. So, I really don't understand, you know, what I don't even know what kind of scheme he's running. Because there's no way that you should be running single high safety with no pass rush. You only run single high safety when you have elite pass rush. Otherwise, you keep two safeties deep. So, special teams, field goal kicker stinks. Punter, he's okay. Coverage teams, okay. Defense sucks. Offense, below average. Offensive line is playing better. Running game is okay. Passing game, non-existent. Overall grade for this team through six games, D minus. Probably won't be bowl eligible. Probably won't even be 500. So, and I'm just keeping it real. Like I've been saying, you know, I think everybody was kind of on a euphoria after the North Carolina win, because nobody expected that. But we're going to suck this year. We're going to suck next year. And then maybe in 2022, we can, you know, do something. But I'm just really surprised that the defense is the issue coming into the season. I really thought we had some really good defensive players. I really thought that. I'm gonna say a scheme too. I don't know. You just have to, the head coach got to get in that defensive meeting room and get with Andy Fuller and try to come up with a scheme that's going to help, you know, get three and outs. And guys got to learn how to tackle. Excuse me. Guys got to learn how to tackle. Quit trying to make the big hit, wrap up, take them to the ground. You know, it's just silly that every time you come up to make a tackle, you got to try to make the big hit. And like I said, wrap up. Okay. Put eight in the box. Make them throw it. That's it. Offensively, Tua Philly's got to be a bigger factor. Cam McDonald, again, has to be a bigger factor. I would like to see them throw more screens. I would like to see them throw more, traditional screens, smoke screens, but they don't do that. You know, that little play where he fakes the read option and runs up maybe 2 yards and then throws it to the receiver behind the line of scrimmage, that play is not working. So, you just, you know, Tua Philly would be absolutely just gangbusters on any kind of screen play. Because he could line up and catch the smoke screen. He could line up and do traditional screens. You know, he would just be a nightmare. But you're not using him in that way. We suck. You can't be redshirting guys. That's what I'm saying. What are you saving his red shirt for? The next coach? You need to, it's all hands on deck, man. You need to get Lloyd Willis out there too. The tackle. I mean, like I said, the offensive line is playing better, but we're not elite by any means. So, coaching has got to improve tenfold, because a lot of this stuff is coaching. When guys are out of position, that is coaching. So that concludes this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. I appreciate your support. It's available on YouTube. It's available on all podcast platforms. Please wear a mask. Please social distance. Please be aware of your surroundings. Please do your research on flu and respiratory viruses. Please do your research on vitamins. Please go out and vote. And as always, go Noles.